WSNX 476. WSHF 567 monitor. Good morning, Mike, if you're out here. WSBQ 754.
Yeah, morning time out there. WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike. Happy New Year. Here we go again.
Yep, New Year. I give you about 5 or 10 minutes, so I'll be out in the mobile.
Okie dokie, I'll be here.
On there, Charlie. WRWB 49.
So what's going on, Mike? How was your holiday? I know you worked all of it.
Well, it was pretty good, actually. You know, I got to see friends, family I haven't seen in a while.
I was over at my daughter's for Christmas Day for a few hours, and my wife had to work, so... They had some good friends coming over, and I went on home for the afternoon. Took it easy. I didn't do much at all the entire time I was off.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, like I said, you know, I hung out with friends and family. I did work, but, you know, I was... In between all that, still got to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere, didn't do much, man. I went out and got gas in my truck yesterday. I had to sit there and think about how to tie my shoes. It's been that long.
Holy moly.
Other than that, no, I didn't do much, man. I did a lot of relaxing. Bunch of napping. It was kind of cold. We had rain there that one day. The yard got pretty flooded out, but no, it was a nice time off, though. Any time that you're off is a good time. WSBT 754.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, my one guy is basement, you know, flooded out. Huh. Man, that was a trip.
Yours did? No kidding.
Oh, not mine. I'm talking about my one guy, you know. His sump pump. The boat got hung up and we had all that rain. And it flooded out the basement.
Ah, jeez. Not quite into your job description, but you were there to help, I'm glad.
Good morning, John. I can hear you, but your audio is light.
Yeah, let me see if I can turn it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, it was a trip, man. Had to get fans down there. It's a finished basement too, so, oh man. Luckily it didn't destroy the drywall, but it gapped the carpet pretty good.
Oh, that sucks. I chased leaks for a long time in my basement. I think I got just about all of them now. I just still need a lot of fill dirt in my backyard. I got a pretty big low spot back there, and it all drains down to my perimeter drain. So over the years, it's been washing away, washing away. I got to get the rest of it done this year.
Yeah, I have in my house the a 5-foot crawl space with a sump pump, hot water heater, and a furnace down there.
I got a full basement. It's not finished at all. I don't have a garage, so it turns into our storage area. We never even thought about refinishing it. It's just me and my wife, so it makes a good storage.
Copy. Yeah, mine, you know, it's not a basement, but it's not exactly a crawl space either.
What they call a Michigan basement?
If you want to call it that, but it's weird because, you know, because the Michigan basement, you know, I've been in those. You go to Mount Clemens, there's a lot of homes there that have Michigan basements. And they're an actual basement. You can stand up in it. This way, you know, you got to kind of crouch down and turn the lights on.
Well, let's see, is the audio a little better there?
Try again, John.
Yeah, Mike, they turned up the mic thing on the radio.
What do you think there, Charlie?
Yeah, the audio is quite light. Got a lot of background noise with you as well.
Well, that's weird background noise. I'm sitting still. But the mic thing was on a 5, but I turned it up to a 9. And I am just on a handheld.
Would be why then. I had that same issue when I'm at home, and Paul's always said, you got to talk closer into that HT, otherwise I can't hear you.
Well, I'm talking about 3 inches from it, so it's not like I'm holding it far away.
It's not 5 foot, you know, from the speaker with music playing.
Well, it's turned all the way up. There's nothing more I can do.
It's starting to sound a lot better, though, and not so much background noise.
It was a little better that time.
Well, that's all I can do. I'm on the handheld, so I'll just be listening over here. Good morning, and Happy New Year. WRUZ935.
Take it you're on the road.
I'm sitting still, but anyway, I'm going to grab me a little nap, but I'll have it on quiet in the background.
All right, we'll catch you a little bit later. Rolling eastbound here, 94, it looks pretty good. Westbound, well, I was a little congested.
It's just wet out there until you hit my county. It's not bad at all.
Roger, I'm not doing that far, but close enough.
Yeah, we had a little bit of snow up there over the night. I don't know, maybe an inch or so. Doesn't seem like you got hit down here too bad.
Yeah, a little dusting, you know, I got up this morning on the vehicle.
It's more so warm up throughout the week, if I heard right.
Yeah, they were talking, what, 50s this week at some point, or late, or upper 40s?
Yeah, that's fine with me, man. already got cold weather coming, though. February's just down the road.
Good morning from WSHM 738. Speaking of 38, it's just about 538.
That's about right. Yeah, you just missed John, Paul.
Okay, well, it is what it is. And good morning, Charlie and Mike.
Well, Paul, good to hear you. Happy New Year and all that happy stuff.
Not right back at you.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm not in my usual realm of things here. I'm mobile.
Yeah, it sounded like you were mobile. I was listening to HT this morning as I was finishing up getting ready here. So I said to myself, wow, is he mobile already? So welcome to the early shift.
My hours, you know, they vary. It's never the same, you know what I'm saying? Never the same. That's all right. So still making that almighty dollar.
Yes, I know it's the same. And I'm just ready for it to be done. Now that we bought that new car, I don't know. I think I hosed myself.
Well, double up on payments and make it go twice as quick.
Yeah, we're going to pay it off early. I'm for sure about that. Right about the same time as the house, so hopefully everything will fall right into place.
Yeah, 12 days. This time it seemed to go by pretty slow, actually. Usually about halfway in it goes slow, and then the second half becomes quicker. I do have to say this one went pretty slow all the way through. It seems like it's been quite a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that I'm already here, it seems like it flew by. I know the weekend went by fast, but all last week was a nice break.
This is the hard day, the first day back after having 12 off. This one is a very punishable day.
Just another day for me.
Been off for so long, Paul. I was telling Mike, I went and got gas in my truck yesterday. It took me a few minutes to remember how to tie my shoes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. You become pretty complacent. Actually, I had a... I'm so out of kilter that usually I rock it back on schedule the last couple of days. I thought I was kind of doing that, but... I think I screwed up. I had a little coffee last night, kind of later. I met up with my daughter and her husband and the grandkids and ate dinner. And I don't know, it was about 6:30. I don't usually drink coffee that late, 7 o'clock. I had like 2.5 cups, and next thing you know, it was 1 o'clock in the morning before I went to bed.
Well, it's about the time the dog comes down the hallway and says, yo, my turn. So I got to get up.
Yeah. You and Charlie doubled Mike. I heard Charlie, he won. Go ahead, Mike.
Says, you know what, I could drink a cup of coffee and still fall out and go to sleep.
I used to be able to do that right up until bedtime, you know, 10 years ago and further back, but not anymore. And I'm not saying that was the total problem. You know, when you're off for 12 days, you sleep in, which I did a lot, which I'm not used to doing. You take naps anytime you want, which I'm not used to doing. So I think it was a mix of a little bit of everything. Charlie?
Yeah, I took several naps here and there. But, you know, pretty much I was on the same schedule, up early, in bed early. And
I'm like Mike, I can drink a cup of coffee and go right to bed with no problem.
Well, I almost thought about going in late today and getting a couple extra hours sleep, but I just rough it, and you know what? I'll deal with it.
Yep, I hear you.
Well, I got some vacation time I want to take probably next month. I'm back up to over 3 weeks, so it's time to use a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I don't plan on taking too much time off now until spring. I've expunged 3 days, last week to get the full 12, but build it back up and then some, and be ready for that radiant sunshine and 60 degrees in April.
Get through January 1st. Yeah, that's always the longest.
Yeah, I want to take a week in February just to take another week out of the cold and snow. And then hopefully March will come in and start warming up quick.
Yeah. All right. Gonna get my week down here for a minute. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm here at the shop park, so I'm fixing to run in and make my coffee and start this new year over. Y'all have a great day. Drive safe. WSBT 754.
All right, we'll catch you later.
Yeah, see you, Charlie. Have a good morning. Welcome back.
Back to the same old place that you left about.
Say that again, Mike.
Back to the same old place that you left.
You must be getting out on the outer fringes a little bit, or you're hitting a weaker area.
Yeah, I'm in a weaker spot, that's for sure.
Alright, you dropped out just for a second or two, you're fine, but it's becoming a little noisier.
I'm sure I'm a lot better now. Probably hear me better.
Oh, you're better. You're probably just in a weak spot. So.
I was saying, you know, welcome back to the same old place that you left about.
Yep. Well, it is what it is.
Watch that final game that the Lions played. It's like, you know, why could they be that good, you know, good to me? It's like, man, you know?
Well, the thing is it doesn't really matter for them at this point. So, in Chicago, they're already in, so it didn't really matter a lot to them, just a little bit about, you know, who they were going to play if other things happened. So, they're already in. For the Lions, you know, no big deal. They didn't gain anything.
They did, but they acted like they were going to the frickin' playoffs the way they won that game yesterday.
Yeah, but they're not.
No. Well, there's always next year.
It'd be something very similar this year, probably, you know, plus or minus a few games. I don't expect them to do what they did last year or the year before.
We'll just have to wait and see. Now we got the Red Wings, you know, they're doing pretty decent.
Yeah, okay. Very good on the Red Wings. I don't really pay attention to them.
But I think somewhere in the near future I'll be paying attention to them one night.
That's a good...
Yeah, Christmas gift.
Nice stadium if you've ever been there before. I mean, it's pretty nice in there. Got good restaurants and all kinds of stuff going on.
That's very nice. We went down for a Pistons game. My granddaughter had a cheerleading thing before a Pistons game. And so that was my first time being there. It was very nice, actually. I was impressed. And even after the Pistons game, I got to go down on the floor and shoot a basket. Cool. I guess that's something they do after every Pistons game. You line up and they let you down through the stands and onto the floor and shoot a basket and get off. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, my niece, she's in, you know, Highland Dancing, and they did a performance before the game.
Yeah, I think this is kind of normal. This is what they do with different groups, you know, for every home game. You know, kind of adds to, I guess, a little bit of stuff for the kids. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess the Pistons aren't doing so bad this year either. They're pretty decent.
Yeah, they won the game we watched, and they were on a roll for a bunch of games there for a while. So yeah, I think they are generally doing pretty good. I don't follow them, but it was an event to go to, so it was kind of cool. Like I said, it was the first time going to LCA. It was pretty cool.
I was there, was it last year or the year before? Yeah, I went for a Pistons game. And that was back when we still had Dwayne Casey as our head coach. And he was a real joke. You know, they put him on a pedestal and he just couldn't deliver anything. I mean, we weren't even above 500 with him.
Yeah, I think I've been down to the Joe Louis Arena years ago. You know, I never really went enough, but I've caught a hockey game or two there. They were playing Toronto many years ago. Actually, it was in the shop. It was like 91 or something.
Yeah, I caught every bit of that. You got your... But I still caught it.
Now, they were lonely for the last 12 days, so they're going to start jamming again, I'm sure of it. All right, Mike, we'll catch you later. Have a good morning. WSHM 738.
They're just being, you know, the same old people, you know. They hear your sweet, succulent voice, and then they want to cop their carrot. Anyway, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSVP 257, I mean mobile and monitoring. WSIP 284, WSVP 257, you out there?
This is WSIP 284, go ahead, 257.
I'll try to get that bow thing program tonight. I'm going to be playing with my new seeker weapon as well, so I'm going to do a little bit of radio stuff tonight, so seeing if you might be around for a little testing, over.
Roger that, sounds good. I might be over at my mom's house this evening, but I should technically be in repeater range. I'm not sure if I will be in simplex range. Probably around 7 o'clock I'll be over there, but before that I'll be here still. Over.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be till I'm guessing probably about 8 o'clock before I would get around to it. I've got to go to a meeting after work today for the EPC, and then get home and get that thing programmed. So I was guessing it'd probably be around 8 or so. I don't want to bother your moms if you're visiting with her, but I'll throw the call out there and see if you're monitoring. Over.
Yeah, absolutely all good. No issue to try to get on the radio over there. It's just I'd probably only be able to hit the repeater while I'm over there was the only thing. So if I'm over there, I'll go ahead and try to key down. If I'm not, I'll probably be closer to Simplex range at home. But yeah, sounds good to me. I'll be around. Over.
Roger that. I'll talk to you later then. This is WSET 257, clear and monitoring.
Sounds good, 257. This is WSIP 284, also clear and monitoring.
Three-four, this is WSIP 257. You still out there?
This is WSIP 284. Go ahead, 257.
Hey, hopefully this doesn't trigger some folks, but do you happen to have a CB as well? Over.
Negative. For a brief period of time, I had a Radiodity TT80, I want to say, but I returned it, so I no longer have one. Over.
Oh, dang. Yeah, well, I was thinking about picking one of those up. What was your issue with it? Over.
Really, the only other person I know that had one was 841, and there was no way we were making it to each other, and basically the entire time I ran it, I didn't receive anyone on there. Granted, I'm sure I could have probably pulled in some of the skip, but I'm not really too interested in that. Also, I don't know, that was like a $300 radio, I want to say, so I just basically gave it up. I just don't have a real, I would need like a mass antenna like outside of my house, really, to make it useful to me here. Over.
Okay, Roger. Over break, I found my mom's place, so one of my dad's old seized radios from his truck. So I tested it out. It seems to be working. Got the cords and a new mic and everything for it, and it seems to be working. So just seeing if anyone was out there, because I probably get more range than even the MERS would. The MERS technically is performing better than the GMRS. I think the CB would do even better. So, just seeing if there's anybody out there other than, you know, the normal Yahoos that are on CB, but I know they have FM and sideband and stuff now, too. So, this doesn't have any of that. It's old school, but just seeing if anyone was out there to give it a shot.
Roger that. 841 has some way out west. I know a couple of the guys out east have some too, but I personally don't know anyone in our area that's running one. Over.
Roger. So about I ask. I've got this old little handheld that I had for a long time that I was using for emergencies before I got to GMRS. But that's any other CD I got. Never really got into it too much. But thought I'd check, see if maybe you had one of these, a better shot too. But anyway, thanks for the call back. I'll let you go. This is WSET 257, clear and monitoring.
WSIP 284, I'll be clear and monitoring as well.
WRNW 329, we're monitoring. WIUG 488, you got a copy? This is WRNW 329. Right, no copy on Jack. WRNW 329, back quiet listening.
Hey, WSIP 284, WSIP 257, you still out there?
WSIP 284. Go ahead, 257.
I was just thinking about something else here on my drive home. Maybe next time you talk to one of the repeater guys, I never seem to catch him on, but I'm guessing the repeater's somewhere near the city of Detroit. And in there, I noticed a few of the GMRS frequencies. There's people doing data modes. I mean, you can do limited data over GMRS and burps and stuff. And I have noticed a bit of that going on. So someone's using those frequencies for, you know, doing some sort of data. I don't know if it's like, you know, you can use it like gate control and all sorts of stuff. But, you know, it might be some QRM coming into the repeater from that. So it might be something worth them checking out. So I just thought I'd mention it. Over.
Roger that, man. I haven't talked to him for a while, but next time I hear him out here, I'll be sure to mention it for sure if he didn't just hear.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only, you know, I'm only hearing it on the receive frequencies, you know, the 462. But, you know, I don't really monitor the 467, but I imagine it's possible that there's stuff going on up there as well, and or, you know, maybe potentially spurious emissions from such devices that might be causing QRM to the repeater, maybe causing some of maybe their the issues with this repeater. Over.
Roger that. In terms of Detroit, my understanding is it was just kind of an old repeater, and it seems like when it gets wet with the weather, it has extra issues, so like some water's getting into the connections or something. At least that's what it seemed like, because it seemed weather-related. They correlated pretty extensively there, so, you know, it could be some other stuff, though, too, and then there's the other repeater, so... I don't know if you saw any of that on the Mount Clemens repeater or not, but that would be interesting as well.
Roger, sounds like us talking on it's heating it up a little bit and it's starting to get the old diesel to it. So glad to throw it out there so that someone else knows about it. If you talk to them, maybe just let them know that they can have a poke at it when they're out there working on it. So. Yeah, all right, I'll let you know. For real this time, I'm almost home. This is WSCP 257. I'll be clear in my range for a little while longer.
Roger that, man. Good to hear from you today. I'll be out here. I'm usually monitoring if I'm home. So this is WSIP 284, clear monitoring.
WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WRN4.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSFF 330 monitor.
Whiskey Sam Charlie 3410 mobile monitoring.
Did you hear me on the Detroit repeater? Yeah, I always listen to Detroit Mount Clemens, so I got that split band. But Dave's up in the hospital. He went in, I think it was yesterday. Just a just a heads up on that, so.
Oh, you probably don't want to say too much on the radio, but is he okay?
Yeah, he's all right. They just got to get him straightened out, get his medicine, and, you know, he's just super weak right now, and they get him in there and get him on his meds, get the right meds up in him, and, you know, he needs to get a couple things straightened out, he'd be all right. He's okay. I mean, there's no, you know, heart attack or nothing like that. He's just, you know, a little bit of ill health.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I seen Sherman all the last week. I went up there for New Year's and I bought him a 5RM for radio for Christmas. Man, he loves that thing. He's like a kid in a candy store. But yeah, if you see Dave, tell him I said hi and we'll be thinking of him and stuff.
Right on. If he puts up an antenna high enough, will he be able to start talking down here to Mount Clemens or something like that?
Yeah, matter of fact, me and him were talking about the other day. He's got the antenna. He's just got to figure out how much coax that he needs and stuff. Oh, yeah, that's his plan. I think he said in the spring or the summer he's going to do that. Then he should be able then to talk down there. When I was up there, I talked to some of the guys up there we talked to. I talked to Chad for a little bit, and I forget who else I talked to, but they're all doing good up there, and they told me to say hi to all the guys down here, so.
I know, it kills me with the repeater being down. I can't talk to nobody up there, you know what I mean? Unless, to be honest with you, I'm thinking about taking a trip up north, and I'll bring my radio up there, and I'd be able to get a hold of everybody up there. You know, from Saginaw down, we can't talk up to Saginaw. But if I go up to Petoskey, I can get up there and talk from from Sheboygan down to Saginaw, you know, and I'd be able to talk to everybody up there, so, don't know. It kills me, they got this, you know, there's so many yahoos out here, and, you know, over the, what, the six, last 6-8 months, they just ruined everything. It's just, it's crazy.
Most of them are friends of your friend.
Friend of my friend. Who are we talking about there, Buzz?
Talking about that Scott Hubble and Eli Sample. Both friends of David's.
Hey, Paul Bellini, why don't you fuck off? There ain't nobody doing nothing, man. Shut your mouth.
See? Right there. That's the mentality right there. That's what they do, and there's a couple more of them, too. There's a group of them. All you got to do is turn this thing on in the morning and listen to me and my friends try to talk while we get jammed. And Scott Hubble can play innocence over there, but he's one of them right there.
Why don't you guys get your own repeater and talk on your own repeater? That's why we can't talk on these things, because of you guys. So why don't you guys just get your own repeater and do what you want on your own repeater? Because he's just going to shut it down again, so...
Well, then maybe that's... just what those people do.
Wow, I didn't catch none of that. Somebody just flooded you out there, but I don't even know who you are, to be honest with you. I'm sorry, I don't know voices or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what's what and who's who and people you just talked about. Dave talks to anybody who's out there, so I don't know, you know, if maybe people you don't like or something. I don't know, but he'll talk to anybody. So, anyways, Kevin, like I said, see, I don't know. I don't know what this is all about, but... We just start talking, everybody's keying up on everybody. But Kevin, good talk to you, buddy. I'll get a hold of you when I get a hold of you. Wanted to give you the heads up on Dave. He's sick and he's in the hospital. And tell Sherman I miss him and give my love out to the wife. And I'll put it on you when I can get a hold of you. It seems like there's going to be too much drama right now. I'll get a hold of you. WSFC902 and I'm out.
Yeah, copy that, 902. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night and whatever. I'll get with you on Messenger. I'll give you my number or something. So Sean just needs to shut the link down. I hate to say it, but he just needs to shut it down and let them get their own repeater. So talk to you later, WSHR566. Clear now.
All right, roger that, buddy. I'll talk to you when I talk to you. WSHC902 and I'm out.
WFHM 738. It's the truth.
I caught the first part of your... But somebody's going to call over here. And I'm shutting this thing off.
Yeah, they're keying on... People ruining it. They don't want... accountable. And that they're just as bad in my
744 calling WSHR 566. Got the radio on? No copy. WSHR 566. WSBU 844 clear. WRUU 850.
WSEU 202, how you doing this evening, Sean? WSEU 202, and we're clear.
WSIP 284, this is the WSIP 257, you out there?
This is WSIP 284, I am mobile, but go ahead, 257.
How's this little Baofeng Mini sounding? Over.
Sounding pretty good. I can hear a little bit of repeater's diesel in the background, but I mean, you're coming through really well on my receive here, mobile. Over.
Roger that. I'm kind of surprised. I'm using just a little stubby job that it comes with for the antenna, so looks like it's making it out all right. Cool. Well, I guess thank you very much, sir.
If I was going to be able to make it out mobile with it, I'm on the mini Baofeng as well.
Oh yeah, you're getting some static and it was kind of coming in and out there a little bit. So it was a little difficult to hear you, but you're coming through. Over.
Roger that. I'm about to be going through some trees here on Drake and 9 Mile, so I'm probably going to lose you either way. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring on your final 257.
Roger that. Thanks for the radio check, and again, thank you for the Christmas present. It's much appreciated. I think it's only my little go-to. I might actually leave the little antenna on here. It seems to be working pretty good. So, yeah, again, take care. Have fun with your mic. Talk to you later. So the RPG 257, stay in mind. So the RPG 284, the RPG 257, you still out there?
This is WSIP 284, I got a copy on you, 257.
Roger. Hey, is there a setting somewhere or a hotkey to change from channel display and frequency display on here? I can't seem to find it on the radio, and I don't want to have to, like, plug it back into the chirp to switch back and forth. Over.
Roger that. That should be, I want to say, the orange button there on the left, the VM button, isn't it? Over.
But I think that switches between VFO and memory mode. But in memory mode, you can set it to display the channel name or the frequency for the channel. I'm trying to figure out how to get it to do the channel name versus the the frequency this way, and vice versa, over.
Okay, copy that. Unfortunately, I'm not really sure, but in that box is the manual. I haven't actually done anything with this radio myself other than put in the Detroit repeater and see if I could get on it, basically, over.
Gotcha, I thought I'd just try reaching out to you first, but you might have been playing with it quite a bit, you might have it figured out, so I will go RTFM, as they say, over.
Copy that. In, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes I'll be not mobile anymore, so I might have a better transmit, but we'll see.
Okay, no worries. I'm sure I can get it figured out. I was just trying to do something and it was being annoying and I had it in my hand, so I figured it was easy just to see you back up if you're up. I'll go figure it out. Take it easy. I'll let you know what I find. This is WZT 257, Peter Martin. WSIP 284, clear monitoring. WSIP 284, this is WSIP 257, you there?
Yeah, copy that.
WSIP 284, this is WSIP 257, how copy, over. WSIP. Four, WSIP 257. Do you read? Nothing heard from WSIP 284, WSIP 257. Going back.
Do you know where your children are?
WSKL 457 to Baltimore. WSIP 34, WSIP 257, you out there?
This is WSIP 284, go ahead, 257.
I eventually did find that that setting, the switch between the channel name and the frequency on memory mode I'm getting. It is actually giving the channel setting menu where you have a specific channel, but there is an NDF setting that apparently affects the whole zone, you know, A or B or whatever. So yeah, if you want to set that, it is just under there. So I thought I'd just let you know. Over.
Okay, roger that, man. Well, I appreciate the heads up there. I'm probably not going to mess with it or change anything. I'm kind of weird about my radios. I kind of like to leave them how they are, in a way, unless I really need to change something. Actually, I'm home now. Let me key up on this thing and see if you can hear it any better, if you're going to be here a second. Over.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm just playing with my other new radio I got today. I like to be able to switch back and forth between frequency and the channel name. Just like, I like to usually leave one to A or B on frequency versus the other. That way if someone wants to know the frequency for a channel, like I use Merge, I can easily get the frequency and profile on it.
I got a good copy on all of that, but now I'm on this little bow thing in the middle of my living room. How's it coming through? Over.
About the same. Maybe, honestly, a little better, other than the repeater noise is starting to pick up. Over.
Man, that is so nuts. That radio that I was on initially was my Max Talker 10 watt with the Nagoya antenna, and now I'm on this Bao Fang with this stubby antenna with a bad SWR, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, it could be location 3 million things, but I don't know, maybe it is a little weaker coming in because meter noise sounds louder, so I don't know if there's like some like auto level control going on in the repeater that's kind of maybe bumping up your volume a little bit, but then it's also taking up more of that background fees that would be kind of like hurt.
Was there any change in my signal now? How's it sound at this point? I got my Nagoya antenna on here.
It does sound louder, so I don't know if it's you're talking louder, it's closer, or if the antenna is just actually giving you a little more power out of it.
Copy that. It's likely the antenna is getting a little more power out. When I tested the SWR, it was like another watt or two on it. So, yeah, it's just the antenna is so much longer than this little tiny radio. I'm probably not going to use it like this, but it's good to know that the stubby does get out there, allegedly at least.
Yeah, roger. I think just a little extra power it's giving out lets you get your louder than the noise of the repeater. But, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to hear them back-to-back, but I think the microphone maybe is just a little better in the mini than the other one over.
Copy that. Yeah, you know, I'm not too seriously worried about it. Trying to get a perfect comparison there. It's just a little bit of curiosity how it's doing. It's just this little tiny radio is so cool, man. It's like the size of my palm, not even, and it's making it out to Detroit. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, roger that. It's doing it. I'm kind of impressed in the battery life. It's pretty killer. This thing's literally been on since before, like a half hour before I hit you up the first time, and it still is like the two-thirds charge level, over.
Well, that's good to know. I haven't really done any battery testing on it. I haven't left it on monitoring at all either. I think I've only charged it once basically since I got it, so I haven't seen it drain down literally whatsoever. But yeah, the battery is really slim, and I'm kind of surprised that it would have that good battery life. So all around, I don't know, a pretty cool radio for the price and the size.
Yeah, roger that. It's definitely an improvement in speaker sound as well over the original UU5R. It's just a lot cooler sounding somehow, even though the speaker size seems to be larger. So however they did that, Blackmagic, they did to that. Good job. But also, I kind of like the quick scan too, so I think I'll take advantage of that when I'm out and about if I'm traveling a bit. Over.
I haven't messed with the scan at all myself, but that's also good to know. They're telling me all about these radios that I've had for like a month and haven't really explored. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I was just playing around with it today. Like, if you hold like the center blue button, I think it does a quick scan. So like, if you're looking for like CCTSS codes or whatever off a repeater you're hearing, you can pick it up really quick.
Roger that. I think that one also activates the little flashlight on top, so it must be like a hold-in or something setting.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I think if you hold it, that's when it activates the scanning pieces. Kind of disappointing that they don't let you program the, like a long press on the side key. They don't let you do the short press program, but other than that, it's, I mean, what it is and the cost is pretty awesome. I know you made a recommendation of the GU3.
definitely good to know. Like, I haven't compared the two myself, but I know you have, and definitely respect your opinion. It's probably, you know, one of the best ones out there. So I will continue the same with recommending this radio. I'm probably going to get a couple more, actually, because, I don't know, they're just pretty cool. And I might give them as gifts to people or just keep them for extra radios.
Yeah, roger that. Never have too many radios, but a lot of times with a lot of these, like, I like to do these little radios, and I just kind of shove one in all my bags. That way I don't, like, think about taking a radio from somewhere else or forgetting it. It's just based in, you know, my different bags and stuff that I usually go out with. So, like, I have, like, a travel bag, and I have a field bag, and I have, like, a, you know, other field radio bag, and I just have a different radio in each one of it.
That definitely sounds like the way to go with these things. You know, you don't even really notice their size. They're so small. So, yeah, absolutely. And then, like you said, if you lose one or something, it's not the end of the world by any means. And they're readily available now. I guess these just came out, like, within the last month or something. So they're one of the newer ones. And I got a feeling a lot of people haven't even seen them yet.
Yeah, I think about, yeah, they started seeing all the YouTubers, the first one, the hot day or whatever, that's pretty interesting to say if they have or not. Most people are saying they've seen, but, you know, there's always got to be the,
this is WSXE 284. Yeah, absolutely, roger that, man. Absolutely. So what do you got going on tonight? Anything cool?
I'm talking crap about ham radio operators, the radio as well. I have a brand new $600
Oh yeah, I copied that transmission. It is getting a little bit staticky, but I was able to copy it the first time and that time, and that's pretty funny.
I have to get a BMC driver. Dang, I was going to throw on a better antenna there or something. Yeah, anyway, I'm just going to keep playing with this YouTube here. So, yeah, just wanted to let you know I found that memory channel. So, if you ever want to find it, for whatever reason, I shut down that channel, then you could have put other videos that it was on the DVD file. I don't know what it is. So. Anyway, I'll stop. Yeah, I think your office is 315-8257. I'll be clear and minor on your time.
Alright, roger that, James. You know, it's all good. I'll talk forever about pretty much forever anything. So, you know, no worries there. I'm glad you're getting some use out of that radio. Good to hear from you this evening. This is WSIP 284, and I will be clear monitoring as well.
WSTI 847, WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear.